Okay, our next topic is the Mineral Interest Pooling Act. The presenter is Rob Hargrove. Rob's a partner in the Austin office of Davis, Gerald, and Kramer. Rob is board certified in oil, gas, and mineral law by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. He served as section report editor of the Oil, Gas, and Energy Resources Law Section and is the section's current secretary. Rob graduated from Princeton University and the University of Texas School of Law. Please welcome Rob Hargrove.
Thank you, Greg. If any pigs get loose, I'm not going to be much help. I'll help eat them, but if to touch on what Olga said, if anybody wants to have a potentially conflict-laden discussion of the Mineral Interest Pooling Act in the hall, I'm happy to engage in that or tell you to get your own lawyer. As my children might say, the Mineral Interest Pooling Act is having a bit of a moment. The Texas Supreme Court issued an opinion at the end of their last term on the MIPA, which I don't think we've had an MIPA opinion from that court in quite some time. And I would say that the Railroad Commission is reliably issuing orders approving MIPA applications probably like never before in a certain type of application. And so there's a buzz about the MIPA that I've frankly been waiting for the last decade, and that's why I think the committee wanted to have a talk about it. I'm going to talk a chunk about the recent Supreme Court case, which is the Ammonite case, which in fact affirmed the denial of a set of MIPA applications, and I also want to talk about the kinds of applications that are being approved. But I'm going to start, let's see here. I'm going to skip this slide for now. This on your screen, this is a cutout from a paper that Brian Sullivan gave in 1986 about the MIPA. And I think everyone here probably knows Brian or knows of him. He's a preeminent Railroad Commission practitioner. And what he says in the introduction to his paper from 1986 is most regular practitioners before the Railroad Commission believe that the MIPA should contain the equivalent of a Surgeon General's warning. The act is complicated. Commission decisions are more often overturned on appeal than not, and the whole process is extremely time-consuming. And so that was certainly true in 1986, and I would suggest that it's still true today for a certain type of MIPA application, but it's not true generally anymore. And so what do I mean by all of that? Texas, as by way of background, as we all know, is not a state that has a comprehensive force pooling or unitization scheme like some of our neighbors. We're a rule of capture state. You can drill your well where you want to, and that's because that's just the best way to do it. But in the limited exception to that is the MIPA, which was passed in 1965. It was a creature of its moment. It was a direct response to a different Texas Supreme Court case. And it gives the Railroad Commission jurisdiction to create pooled units forcibly, that is, to pool two tracts of lands, the owners or operators of which have not agreed to voluntarily pool. The MIPA was for a long time used, as Mr. Sullivan says, somewhat infrequently and with hard-to-predict results. The classic fact pattern of an MIPA application was the owner of a small tract of land was trying to force their way into an adjacent tract where there was a producing well. Those are muscle-in applications is how they're described by the case law. Since the advent of horizontal drilling and what the commission calls UFT, or unconventional fracture-treated fields, the MIPA has been used by the operator to deal with tidal problems caused by long horizontal wells, specifically to deal with the presence of unleased window tracks within these units. If you're drilling in an urban area, you'll know exactly, if you tried to put together a unit in an urban area with town site lots, you'll know just what I'm talking about. And so those are the kind of cases where the MIPA, the MIPA, has had a bit of a renaissance. Those orders, subject to some fits and starts, are being reliably issued by the Railroad Commission to allow these units. That said, if you are...